From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There's a facility planned just outside Eureka where those addicted to opioids can get medical treatment. The Aegis Treatment Center could be open in 9 to 10 months just outside Eureka city limits on Harris Street. It will be housed in the old Eureka Pediatrics building at 2800 Harris. The facility would be licensed to treat up to 200 people, and among the services to be offered are methadone, Vivitrol, and buprenorphine-assisted treatment, and in-house pharmacy and counseling services as well. Humboldt Towing reporting to us someone stole its medium-duty tow truck from First Street today. The truck has number 22 on it. Company officials say it's red with Humboldt Towing on it as well. And it's a boom truck, not a flatbed. Police are helping the company figure out what happened to the truck. U.S. Marshals reporting the arrest of 27-year-old Manuel Rodriguez, wanted by Ukiah police for murder. Rodriguez was charged in Mendocino County back on October 15, 2012, for first-degree murder in the death of 45-year-old Dwayne Johnson in Ukiah. After the crime, Rodriguez, along with his estranged girlfriend, Leona Johnson, and her 2-year-old son, fled the area. The fugitive investigation gained momentum when investigators developed information that Rodriguez was possibly in Mexico. On Saturday, March 24th, after nearly 6 years on the run, Rodriguez was apprehended by Mexican authorities in a McDonald's restaurant in Guadalajara. The following day, Rodriguez, who is an American citizen, was returned to the San Francisco Bay Area, formally arrested by U.S. authorities on the outstanding warrant. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority has selected a consortium of companies comprised of Principal Power, EDPR Offshore North America, Acre Solutions, H.T. Harvey Associates, and Herrera Environmental Consultants to enter into a public-private partnership to pursue development of an offshore wind energy project off the Northern California coast. The consortium hoping to bring technology, development expertise, and financial capabilities to the partnership, which will work toward a flagship project for the floating offshore wind industry in California and the United States in general. Well, drivers are using their cell phones less often while driving, but distracted driving remains a serious safety challenge in the state. Observing April as Distracted Driving Awareness Month and the first week in April as California Teen Safe Driving Week, traffic safety advocates are focusing on education and enforcement efforts across the state. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.